Soccer City. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise.
The Power FM Morning.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Within your breakfast news this morning, the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has reduced the monetary policy rate by 25 basis points to 13.25%, attributing it to failing inflation and stable kwacha. Three Solwezi Council officials have been fined for corrupt practices or face 9 months jail term in default. Voters urged to closely scrutinize the manifestos of political parties and candidates seeking public office. And Cameroon uncovers more than 200 illegal gold mines, mostly foreign-owned. In international sports news, U.S. scraps $15,000 visa requirements for World Cup fans.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sagala. Three Solwezi Municipal Council officials have been convicted and fined for corrupt practices involving more than 220,000 kwacha in a procurement case before the Solwezi Subordinate Court's Economic and Financial Crimes Division. The court found Andrew Thomas Mutobo, also a senior health education officer, as well as Inambao Mwane, a cleaning superintendent, and Paul Mwasinkala, a health inspector, guilty of breaking procurement rules under the Public Procurement Act. The court heard that between January 2022 and April 2023, the three officials took part in council procurement processes and supplied goods worth 228,560 kwacha to Solwezi Municipal Council through a company called My Innovations Limited. The court found that there were shareholders and directors of the same company, which made their involvement in the procurement legal. The principal resident magistrate, Arnold, did convict all three under Section 15, Subsection 1, as read with Section 105, Subsection 2G of the Public Procurement Act, No. 8 of 2020. Each of the convicts have been fined with 30,000 kwacha, payable by 30th May 2026. If they fail to pay, they will serve 9 months in prison. The court has also ordered them to jointly pay 50,000 kwacha as compensation to Solwezi Municipal Council. Within a separate development, with less than 90 days remaining before the August general polls, the Movombo Development Initiative, MDI, has urged voters to closely scrutinize the manifestos of political parties and candidates seeking public office. Initiative Managing Director Winter Movombo has emphasized that the 2026 elections require informed decisions from the electorate to ensure the country stays on its path of development. Speaking on Voice of the People program on Power FM, Mr. Movombo highlighted the importance of electing individuals based on their ability to address local challenges effectively. He called on voters clearly identifying key issues within their communities that need resolution before casting their ballots. Mr. Movombo added that while assessing the capabilities of aspiring candidates is vital for promoting local development and progress, it is equally important to hold leaders accountable when they fail to meet the expectations of their communities.
What development agendas do they sit on? At their individual basis, your councillor, what has he done? You understand? Because he is going to preside over your opinion in your own words. He is going to preside over your development in your own constituents. What kind of a councillor do you have? What kind of an MP are you looking to have? The problem here arises, and I want to explain to you. Good that you have asked me that question, my sister. Let us define our problems in our own local areas. In our words, what do we want to achieve? When you have defined our problem, then you have a right to hire a right person to work on those problems. When we do not define the issue we want to resolve, this is where we hire wrong people, because you hire them for the wrong cause. So what we need to define is the problem. What, and let us not just look at the country as a whole. Can we now size it off to a constituent, a ward?
President Hakainde Hichilema stressed the importance of maintaining peace during and after elections, warning that continued violence following the previous general elections would have not negatively affected investor confidence, but slow economic growth. And speaking during a swearing-in ceremony of ECZ commissioners yesterday, the head of state urged the new ECZ officials to ensure elections are free, fair, peaceful and credible. He reminded them that elections are a democratic process backed by law and order, not a competition marked by violence, citing the previous general polls. Meanwhile, President Hichilema highlighted some of the positive economic gains, stating that the country would not have attracted $12 billion in mining investment or achieved debt restructuring if the country's peace remained unstable. He explained that without debt restructuring, Zambia would still be paying $2.3 billion annually in debt servicing. Zambia and Israel have agreed to restructure approximately $460 million of outstanding debt owed to the government of Israel, with repayment set to continue until 2043. This debt restructuring follows bilateral talks aimed at strengthening diplomatic ties between the two nations. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Ntombeko Msokotane has hailed the agreement as a significant milestone and a vote of diplomatic confidence. He said it reflects the Zambian government's commitment to restoring fiscal discipline and ensuring debt sustainability. Dr. Msokotane acknowledged that Zambia has faced challenges during the restructuring period, including the impacts of COVID-19, drought and other economic hardships. Despite these difficulties, Dr. Msokotane said the government remains focused on creating a resilient and equitable macroeconomic environment. He added that the execution of the amendment agreement with Israel has provided relief from debt servicing pressures that would have otherwise burdened the country outside the restructuring framework. Furthermore, the minister noted that restructuring gives the Zambian government much-needed fiscal space to invest in critical infrastructure and social sector protection programs. And within other news, the Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, and the African Certification Inspection Agency, ASIA Zambia Limited, have signed a private-public partnership, PPP, agreement, marking a significant milestone in the country's efforts towards the development of the national assessment and certification infrastructure. Speaking when he officiated at the signing ceremony, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Ntombeko Msokotane, congratulated the two entities for the timely partnership and described it as a much-needed initiative for Zambian products and services to break into the exports market. Dr. Msokotane said this partnership is a strong catalyst for economic growth, adding that by implementing measures that promote adherence to recognized standards, Zambia will enhance competitiveness of its products on the international market, ultimately driving economic expansion and creating jobs.
To make sure that we adhere to non-standards, this is definitely going to help us in the export markets, and therefore help to lead to economic growth, therefore lead to jobs being created, therefore taxes being raised or increased so that we can invest into social and other infrastructure items in the country, education, health, water. So this is a very good catalyst for this vision of making our economy to grow.
And ZABS Executive Director Nathan Singwamba did say that the development of a robust national assessment and certification infrastructure under this PPP will significantly strengthen the Bureau's capacity to deliver on its mandate. Meanwhile, ASEA Chief Executive Officer Andile Ramaphosa said the signing of the partnership with ZABS reflects Zambia's bold commitment to industrial competitiveness and sustainable economic growth, aligned with international standards and best practices.
While Zambia proudly maintains similar MOUs with numerous trade partners, and surging trade with China underscores the timeless evolving measures.